Beyblade X has done it again with another major news drop. This time with an upgrade to a fan favorite Beyblade, a spiritual successor to one of my favorite Beys of all time, and the evolution to one of Beyblade X's most sought after prizes. July's releases are going to be completely insane, so if you want to get them for yourselves, go and check out sponsor of the channel, Mall of Toys. Mall of Toys has a massive library of Beys to choose from, including the latest pre-orders. This time for Pegasus Blast and the Cerberus Flame Random Booster. So go and check them out, link in the description down below, get your pre-orders in early, and make sure to use code Illinook to get 5% off. So let's jump into the Beyblade news, starting with the CX-08 Random Booster, which is Cerberus Flame. And let me just start this out by saying that this is a Bey I've been hoping and praying for. One of my favorite Beys of all time is Hell Kerbix from the Metal Fight generation. And it's also may have been my first imported Bey ever. I remember sitting there looking at the eBay listings with my grandma, and she surprised me by ordering it. So I have big nostalgia for Cerberus, Kerbix, etc. And this is just exactly what I've been wanting. I do have a few critiques, which I'll talk about in a little bit. They're kind of nitpicky and random. But talking about the parts first, for the bit, we have a brand new piece called Wall Ball. I thought it was Wide Ball at first because it's WB, but no, it is Wall Ball because it is a ball bit with a wall surrounding it. It has a hexagon or an octagon shape surrounding the ball, and it's also in kind of like a wave ridge pattern. It's kind of weird. The main idea is that the wall will keep your Bey from toppling over. It'll keep it more upright, but I just think it's going to be more scraping, and I would rather have standard ball almost every time, but it is a new piece. What is not a new piece is the ratchet, which is 580, and it's a little disappointing. This is a random booster prize, so I would like to see brand new pieces for everything for the prize bay. 580 is just, it's fine, I guess. Moving on to the CX blade parts, the first piece is the assist blade, which is called Wheel. And Wide would have been just as good of a name. In fact, sometimes I even call this assist blade Wide just for no reason. But it's called Wheel, and it's really simple. It's kind of hard to judge these assist blades before they come out, but it does look pretty low profile. It looks pretty thin. It's really round. And I also think it's one of the shorter assist blades as well, like Slash or Jaggy. Not one of the taller ones like Round, and that is a good thing, mainly because CX Beyblades are kinda tall, and they're a little bit too tall, so having a shorter assist blade is good. And this one's just as simple as you could possibly be. So could this be a really good stamina or defense option? Let me know your thoughts. And then we have the main flame blade, and this is really simple. Like, it is almost just like Wide.
Wait a minute!
It is almost just like Wide. It is almost just like Wide. Wide would have been just as good of a name. In fact, sometimes I even call this assist blade Wide just for no reason. And there isn't really a ton of detail here, which is one of my concerns. I mean, look at Hell Kerbix, okay? Just look at the color scheme, look at the detail that's baked into the metal wheel, and look at the chains that are baked into the plastic on the energy ring. Meanwhile, with Flame, it's just kind of simple. But simple is not a bad thing, especially when the shape of the blade is very round. It's very, very round, and it kind of reminds me of like a CX version of Silver Wolf, where it has three blades, sort of, but it's so rounded that it's just basically a circle. And then we have the Cerberus chip, and I like this, okay? I'm always going to. I liked Hell Kerbix. I like Burning Cerberus, I think is what it's called, from the plastic gin, although not one of my favorite bays or anything. But I like Helcurbix a lot, so of course I like the three-headed demon dog look. It is a little bit cartoony though, and that's just kind of a difference between Metal Fight and Beyblade X's art style. But if you compare it, I mean, Helcurbix had this like tattoo-worthy gothic art style for its like avatar design. Meanwhile, Cerberus here is just, it's just kind of cartoonish. Since this is a random booster, there are other parts to get and other bays to get as well. And let's talk about the second prize, which is Whale Flame. I love that we are getting these sort of halfway evolutions in random boosters now, and I really hope they continue it. It started with Rhino Reaper being an upgrade to Rhino Horn, and that was a bay that probably never would have gotten an evolution of any kind. So to have an upgrade to Whale Wave here, even if it's not a full, like, its own individual bay, which kind of sucks. Kind of disappointed about that, but any sort of upgrade is nice, and this whale chip looks great. And now let's move on to easily the most exciting piece of this entire news drop, and that is the brand new Pegasus Blast starter. This is a bay that I've talked about a couple of times now. A few months ago, I collaborated with Hertzburst to create a concept model based off of a really low quality leaked picture, and what they came up with ended up being really close to the actual Beyblade, so hopefully we can work on more concepts in the future. But Pegasus Blast is the CX07 starter, of course, and it's going to be releasing on July 19th, the same day as the Cerberus random booster, and this bay just looks fantastic. I do want to quickly talk about the box. Underneath the badge, I guess like the nameplate badge, there is a small little teal strip, and that is saying that this is a Metal Coat Blue edition. I don't know if that's like special. I don't know if there's going to be a blue and a red one. There was a rumored red version, so there definitely could be, but I thought that this box inclusion is pretty interesting. I also want to talk about the launcher, and this is something I usually skip over, but the launcher on Pegasus looks pretty interesting. We have a lighter blue slash teal winder launcher, which is great, but we're also getting a white long winder, which is amazing. I will say, as a string launcher user, I'm getting a little bit jealous of all you Ripcord fans out there. I am not complaining at all, but I would like a string launcher redesign at some point. But moving on to the actual bay, there is so much to talk about here. Let's start off with the bit, which is called Turbo. And this is double interesting, because it's actually a double piece. It actually fuses the bits and the ratchet together. So how it works is that whenever you launch your bay, it's going to start off on a taller, sharp tip. And it's saying it's going to be at a 90 height, which would be the tallest height we've seen yet. Kind of worrisome. However, as soon as your bay slows down and its rotational forces weaken, that is going to retract and expose a flat, or rather a gear flat tip. And this one is going to be at the 65 height. This bit is gimmicky, okay? This bit is kind of ridiculous, and with how Beyblade X is, I'm sure there are a lot of you guys that are kind of resistant or just kind of worried about it in general, which is fine. But I will say, the original final drive, I don't believe was competitive, and that was gimmicky as well. And Twitter was all over the place whenever these pictures came out, because everybody was excited for Final Drive to come back. So the entire point of what I'm saying is, just because something isn't competitive doesn't mean that it's a waste of time. And this Turbo Bit Ratchet hybrid could be a lot of fun. Now let's move on to the CX Blade, and this looks fantastic. I already really liked the original Aero Pegasus. It's probably in the top two or three best looking X Beyblades. And this one just kind of steps it up a notch, and it makes it a little bit more ornate, it makes it a little bit more detailed, and some people may not like it, but I think it looks awesome. The Assist Blade is A, or Assault, which is a pretty metal name, but it is in this really bright lime green or yellow color, and it's also going to be in the same three-bladed shape as Pegasus, so it's going to match up with Pegasus the best. I don't really know if it's going to be a strong performer in other combos, but I do think it's one of the shorter assist blades, which is a good thing, so I'm looking forward to it. And then there is the Blast main blade, and if Aero Pegasus was like Storm Pegasus, then Blast is the Galaxy Pegasus moment, because this is just an upgrade in design on all fronts. Wherever the original Aero Pegasus was smooth and round, this one makes it a little bit more jagged, a little bit more edgy, if you can say. And like I said, some people may prefer Aero's roundness, and I can definitely see that. The Pegasus Blast here just looks awesome. I will say, I do go back and forth on if I think there is a lot of metal here, because on the box, like the render on the box, it doesn't look that thick. Like the teal piece, which is the metal, looks pretty thin. However, if you look at Pegasus in the magazine, not only does the bay itself look a lot thicker and chunkier, but the metal looks chunkier as well, with a wall of sorts. So I don't really know what to think. I don't know if this is going to be a new, like, record-setting heaviest Beyblade, but from whatever I'm seeing here, I don't think it's going to. I'd probably put it at the same weight as like Dran Brave, but I could definitely be wrong. And then there's the lock chip, and I want to start off with the color because a lot of people are not going to like this really bright Gatorade neon greenish yellow. And I could definitely see that. I mean, I liked the simple teal and blue that was on Aero Pegasus. However, the green is really unique, and this color scheme really stands out compared to all of the other X-Bays, so while you may not like it, it is going to be memorable. And this front-facing Pegasus motif has really surprised me as well, because usually I don't like motifs in this style. If you guys have seen my gear chip tier list, a lot of the chips that were at the D tier we're in this sort of boring front-facing look. I just don't like it as much personally. However, the line work, the colors, the cyclone in the back just make this a great design. And it's really easy to miss, but there is the Metal Fight face bolt design baked into the gear chip design. It's, like I said, really easy to miss, but if you look near the nose or the snout of the horse, you can see the very bottom of this shape popping out, and I forgot to mention it earlier for Cerberus, but Cerberus has it as well in red. Once again, equally difficult to notice. But what do you guys think of the Beyblade news, like Pegasus Blast and its new hybrid Bit Ratchet Turbo piece, which is like Final Drive from Metal Fight? But that is going to wrap it up, guys. Let me know your thoughts in the comments down below. And while you're down there, hit that like button, hit subscribe, and never forget to have fun and bay away.